One of the problems with current affairs is that stories often happen before you get a chance to turn up and film them. And the only way they can provide footage is with a super realistic reenactment. For instance, feel the power of this guy pretending to have a heart attack.
Wife Carol had no idea her husband was being struck down by a life-threatening heart attack.
Well, no wonder she had no idea if he was that unconvincing. And better still is this devastating portrayal of an abusive boss. And a warning, this may offend some viewers, particularly those who value realism.
No. F***ing no! Do you know how much f***ing trouble I've gone for you? You f***ing monkey face. You're f***ing out of here, mate. You're f***ing out of here. F***ing
idiot. Stunts there as well.
Gritty. Now, in this next piece, they were trying to recreate a fight scene. And I think they might have gotten the choreographer from The Matrix for this one. Just look at these punches.
Yeah, look at this. Clearly within at least a metre of his face. Connecting there. Oh, this
is extraordinary work.
It's not extraordinary, it's absolute rubbish. The punches didn't even connect. It was just...
What do you mean? That was like Tarantino at his very best.
Absolute crap, mate. It was absolute crap.
Look, that was a great fight scene.
It was not a great
fight scene. If you don't like it, let's step outside now.
Okay, let's go. Okay. Now on to today's lesson, celebrity fluff. Now we saw a great example of celebrity fluff last week with Nicole and Keith's wedding, or as Today Tonight called it,
the wedding of the century.
That's right. For the next 94 years, we will not see as big a wedding. You cannot exaggerate the importance of this wedding enough. Just ask reporter Sonia Kruger.
The whole world wants to be at Nicole and Keith's wedding this weekend.
Now, that is actually true. The whole world did actually want to be there. I was speaking to this African child the other day. He was very disappointed he didn't get invited.
The problem is, but how can you possibly give blanket coverage to a wedding when you don't actually have any facts about it? Luckily, ACA's reporters are blessed with boundless imaginations, so they can simply guess the truth.
Could that be the wedding decorator? Is there a veil inside that box off to visit family? Perhaps.
There's been a bit of speculation about where it'll take place.
Now, there were reports that it was going to be at the Royal Motor Yacht Club. Also on the maybe list, this church at North Sydney. Now, it's rumoured that the guests of Nicole and Keith will also be here. The host of superstars are rumoured to attend. Perhaps talking about Baz Luhrmann.
There's a rumour that Meryl Streep is in town.
The rumour is that she has touched down. It is a rumour.
No, it's not a rumour, it's 12 rumours.
Give James Thomas a break. To the poor guy, he was forced to produce 5 entire reports about a wedding he clearly knew nothing about. No wonder he was coming up with dubious angles like this.
Nicole's remarriage has given a lot of hope to people out there who have maybe gone through a first marriage that has broken up.
Yes, Nicole's given hope to divorced Australians, but sadly no hope to James Thomas of regaining his credibility.
Now listen, James, the story is dead, mate. Let it go. Look, we'll even say this in a language current affairs reporters can understand, OK? This is what you're doing.
Stop your marriage!
Admittedly, James Thomas did come up with some amazing scoops.
No, he did.
For instance, I was gobsmacked when he revealed where Nicole's kids were.
Kidman's kids are here. They flew into Sydney Airport and then Isabella and Connor were whisked away by a security team to be with Mum.
Nicole's kids were with their mum. Whoa! ACA must have some awesome sources.
Oh, they do. Look, while most reporters would be content with merely speaking to Keith and Nicole themselves, James Thomas went straight to the veritable deep throat of Keith and Nicole's wedding gate.
What, their parents?
No.
Their friends?
No.
Their wedding planner?
No. They went to Keith Urban's musical agent from Headline Entertainment. Oh. And he had all the juicy tidbits.
So, Rob, did you have the beef or the salmon?
I had the beef.
Poor old James Thomas, he must have the worst boss in the world to make him pump out that kind of crap.
Well, I mean, he couldn't possibly be worse than our boss, I imagine.
Fucking no! Fucking no! You know how much trouble I've gone for you, you fucking monkey face? You're fucking out of here, mate! You're fucking out of here!